Hey guys, I'd like to introduce you to a new podcast that I know you're going to love. Do you like travel? Do you like picturesque locations and getting away from it all? Well, this new podcast has all that and murder. It's called Slaycation, and it's a darkly humorous look at murders and mysterious deaths that took place on vacation. Hosted by a true crime fanatic, her comedy writer husband, and his TV producing partner, Slaycation brings a unique perspective to chilling, thrilling, and WTF stories of vacations gone horribly wrong. From the twisted tale of Harold and Tony Henthorne, whose romantic anniversary in the Rocky Mountains ended with one of them falling off a cliff, to Angelica and Vincent, two recently engaged lovebirds whose Hudson Valley kayaking adventure ended underwater. Each episode of Slaycation will have you asking, accident or murder? But it's not just the stories that'll intrigue you. It's the discussion between a longtime married couple and business partners who happen to be Emmy-nominated TV producers. Each episode of Slaycation also includes humor, takeaway and travel tips that will keep your next vacation from being your last. If you're ready to pack your body bags, Slaycation is available on all major podcast platforms. Search for Slaycation on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to witness a murder?
Forrest grabbed the knife and then just stabbed Johnny in one motion.
Or how it feels to be shot?
I was immediately hit by a barrage of bullets.
Or how you would react if your spouse hired someone to kill you?
And he was to put me in a grave with a bullet wound on my head.
These are the stories you'll hear on the podcast called What Was That Like? True stories told by the actual person who went through it. You'll hear from a stalking victim.
Came back upstairs, and when I came back and turned the corner into my room, I saw him standing there.
You'll hear from a man who was kidnapped and tortured.
I would do anything, say anything, to simply get away.
And you'll hear actual 911 calls.
Take a deep breath.
Oh my God!
Take a deep breath.
Oh my God!
Take a deep breath.
Oh my God!
Real people in unreal situations. Search for What Was That Like on any podcast app or at whatwasthatlike.com.
Scary mysteries, twisted news, missing parents, an accidental killing conspiracy. Terrifying cases of true crimes and strange events. Every week, Twisted News dives into two mysterious and scary cases currently happening in our world. This week, we'll tackle the case of a man who reported his parents missing but is now charged with their homicide, and the intriguing case of a woman who allegedly shot her boyfriend accidentally. Get ready for Scary Mysteries, Twisted News. Number 1. Missing Parents. For the police to say that they are facing an extremely complex murder investigation really tells something about a case. Should the accusations be proven true, this case might be considered one of the most chilling and brutal murders to happen in recent American crime history. Recently, in July of 2021, a man named Chandler Halderson reported his parents missing. In what appears to be a desperate move to find his folks, he then went on to talk to the media. Halderson, a college graduate in computer technology, told the press that his father, Bart, who was 50 years old, and his mother, Krista, who was 53, had plans to travel to their other property in Langlade County, Wisconsin, for the 4th of July celebration. He said friends, whom he didn't know, were going with them for the excursion. The 23-year-old from Windsor, Wisconsin, said that he received a text from Krista confirming their arrival. However, when a relative went to check on the couple and failed to find them there, the attention then began to zone in on the son. The Dane County Police immediately kicked off their efforts to locate the Haldersons. They collaborated with the Langlade County Sheriff's Office, who checked and confirmed that in fact no one was at their cabin property. Meanwhile, the young Halderson drew the ire of other authorities when he began giving false tips. Eventually, Chandler was taken into custody and accused of providing false information. But then things began to take a disturbing turn when detectives came across some damning circumstances. On July 8th, Bart Halderson's remains were found on the property owned by the family of Chandler's girlfriend. An unnamed acquaintance of the latter had earlier told the police that he saw the younger Halderson in the Woodlands property. He reportedly had with him things like blades and scissors. The police report indicated that they initially found severed portions of a human body. After performing an autopsy, authorities confirmed that the remains did in fact belong to the 50-year-old father, and it was further revealed that the victim was gunned down. From providing false information, the Dane County Police immediately revamped Chandler's case to that of homicide. The Wisconsin native was held with a bail set at $1 million, and around this time, no one knew the whereabouts of the suspect's mother. But then came July 14th. The Dane County Sheriff's Department received a tip about a set of human remains found in the town of Roxbury near the Wisconsin River. With the help of the Wisconsin State's Crime Lab, local authorities were able to identify the victim as none other than Krista Halderson. Witnesses surfaced saying that they saw a person matching Chandler's description walking away from the river. The accused is now expected to face the same set of charges in the murder of his mother, and on top of this, Chandler was also indicted for kidnapping and hiding and mutilating a corpse. It is yet to be found out how the local justice system will act upon what is now known as the Windsor double homicide case. I guess only time will tell. Number 2. Accidental Killing Conspiracy. In any relationship, there will always be some disagreement between the parties. But, as they often say, love always wins, and things get sorted out eventually. That is, until they don't, of course. High school sweethearts Mary Catherine Higdon and Stephen Freeman hit it off when they were still young. After a time, they started living together. However, behind the facade of long-lasting love, there was hidden a vicious cycle of domestic violence, the kind that would only end up in tragedy. On August 1st, 2018, the Griffin Police Department received a dispatch call from 911. It came from Higdon, who called to report about an incident wherein she accidentally shot her boyfriend of 7 years. "I accidentally just shot my boyfriend in the neck," the 23-year-old woman can be heard speaking frantically in the recorded 911 message. She told the first responders that she was just handing the gun to Freeman when it accidentally went off. She didn't know the weapon was chambered as well, and she willingly went with the police back to the station, where she confessed to murder and was then arrested. However, despite what the former preschool assistant claimed, prosecutors believed the shooting was not an accident, and she did it out of anger. The state contends that the two had a heated argument after Freeman failed to come home for dinner. To make matters worse, he even ignored her numerous call attempts and never answered her text messages. The prosecution went on to point out that it was nearly impossible for the accused not to know that the gun was loaded, as she had once worked as a saleswoman at a local gun store. They then brought out some of the jarring details of the incident. Higdon apparently told the responding officers that she tossed the gun towards Freeman when it fired. She later changed that statement to indicate that she was simply handing the gun to her partner. Realizing the discrepancy of her words, the woman eventually broke down and admitted to having done it out of anger. More incriminating circumstances were presented to the court, including the allegations that she may have actually loaded the gun with the intent of shooting her boyfriend. The evidence at hand was the presence of cooking grease on the magazine and the slide of the gun. Prosecutors surmised that at one point the magazine could actually have been out and that the accused may have loaded it into the gun and racked the slide. She was cooking a London broil on the night of the shooting. This explains the oily gun parts. Testimonies from friends of the deceased further painted a picture of a love affair that had turned toxic. In their sworn statements, Freeman's best friends revealed that it wasn't the first time that the woman had pulled a gun on their friend. It had happened several times before, like on April 21st, 2018, just 3 months before the fatal shooting. Stephen texted one of his pals the following message. MK, meaning Mary Catherine, is running around screaming at the top of her lungs outside, and now she's trying to shoot me and herself. Despite the turmoil, the two remained tight, and for Freeman, his care and concern for Higdon prevailed. He doesn't want her to go to jail, said one of his friends in an interview. During all these accusations, the defendant's camp insisted that Mary Catherine never pointed a gun at Stephen. That is, until that tragic night of August 1st, 2018. Her attorneys, meanwhile, counter-argued that if there was anyone who was abused, it was their client. In an interview, Higdon's lawyer said that the boyfriend appeared to be overbearing, telling her that she needed to be a certain way, showing where all the money's going every moment of the day, making her let him know where she's going to be every moment of the day. Attorney Jorge Carabajal said. As with physical assault, Kara Jabal said that the woman confided about that one time when her partner hit her on the back of the head and he'd done it with such force that she flew out of the bed. The defense went on to uncover documents proving that Freeman had verbally abused their client in the past. The text came from Higdon's old phone. In there, the slain boyfriend allegedly threw hateful, horrible, and threatening text messages at her. He was apparently upset that the girl had slept with a common friend while they were on a break. And then came June 17, 2019, and Higdon finally took the stand at her trial. Her testimony blew everyone away. She revealed how the man treated her like a servant, ordering her to get his things ready when he needed them. She also talked about the Red Room, which is some sort of BDSM room, where couples perform sexually unusual things like bondage and whipping. The woman confessed that often, their time in the Red Room proved to be totally unpleasant and a painful experience for her. Higdon went on to unravel more dark secrets about their relationship, which reportedly left the jury dumbfounded. After the grueling days on trial, the Griffin Judicial Circuit District Court finally acquitted Mary from all charges, including murder. The decision shocked everyone, especially Freeman's family and friends. Higdon, now a free woman, has since relocated and moved to another unnamed state. Barring all the details of the case, what do you believe? Did Higdon intentionally kill Freeman? And if so, what could have forced her to do such a heinous act against someone whom she called the love of her life? So there were two of the most intriguing and shocking stories around. The world could be a crazy place, and Twisted News is sure to show you why. If you guys enjoyed watching this video, then please subscribe and hit the notification bell. We have 3 new videos coming out every single week for you guys to check out. I appreciate you tuning in, and I'll talk to you soon.